ABC News.
Tanmaya Navada with the top stories. 9 people have been charged with a range of assault and public order offences in the wake of yesterday's pro-Palestine demonstration in Sydney CBD. 27 people were arrested during a violent crackdown by police who've been criticised for their response after footage appears to show them punching protesters and moving on people praying. Officers say several people were treated by paramedics after being pepper sprayed. 5 members of the public were taken to hospital for assessment while 2 police officers were treated at the scene. Federal opposition leader Susan Lee has accused the Albanese government of failing to obtain justice for the families of 2 Australian women who died of methanol poisoning in Laos. 19-year-olds Holly Morton Bowles and Bianca Jones died in 2024 alongside 4 other tourists after drinking contaminated alcohol at a hostel, and their families say they're disappointed by the government's assistance. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the federal government will do everything it can to support them. And the federal government is being urged to review how it selects medicines to be included on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. It's been revealed a range of everyday medicines are not funded under the PBS. They include eczema creams, ear drops, and an inhaler. ABC News.